2347 TPEDESU 94 LLC.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a solar farm to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 39.33 acres more or less. The property is lying on the east side of North Old State Road, which is Sussex County Rep 213, approximately 0.1 mile north of the intersection of Haflinger Road, which is Sussex County Rep 6225. The 911 address is not available, and the tax parcel ID is District 230, Map 12, Parcel 39.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet, we have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, we have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and we have received zero comments. Thank you.
All right, so we thank you. All right, yes, sir. And I need you to give us the name for the record, even though we already know it.
Thank you. John Falkowski, civil engineer with Becker Morgan Group, 309 South Governors Avenue, Dover, Delaware.
Falkowski, is it your desire to incorporate all the testimony from the previous hearing into this particular hearing?
It is, yes.
All right, you're considering done. You may go ahead and tell us the specifics.
Sure. This is a very similar project to the last, actually identical. Not many differentiators for this one, but I will show you the site plan. This one is in Lincoln, Delaware. It's a little bit smaller. The total parcel here is 40 acres with the solar area encompassing 18 acres. This one, if you noticed, one of the first plans we had submitted had a raise down here and went straight up. In working with the farmer and the property owner, we modified the layout a little bit to avoid a irrigation pivot right in the middle there, so that the farmer could continue to operate that in full functionality to continue farming. Only differentiator on this one, there's the array. We do have access on two roads for maintenance, which we'll seek approval from DLDOT for those permits. And this one, being that it's mostly an agricultural use surrounding the property, we're not proposing a landscape buffer on this one.
Okay. Mr. Wayne, just to clarify, when we have an array that is like this, and are we restricting the conditional use area to the boundary of the array, or is it for the entire parcel number?
So what we've tried to do is, in some cases, you've seen a number of cases, we put the parcel acreage in the short title,
right.
And in some cases with some of the solar farms, we've sought to clarify in the short title what the acreage is of the overall acreage.
Right.
But we always use a larger number in the legal ad. So,
right.
And there is potential for confusion in that.
Yes, there's an abundance of caution, I understand that. Okay, all right, that's just fine.
Good. And similar to the last, I won't rehash. We'll bring the testimony from the last application, same benefits and effects to the neighbors.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Well, let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. And this time, we'll start with Mr. Hopkins.
So I'm sure you told us on the last one, what kind of a fence is it?
Chain link.
Chain link fence.
Yeah. Okay. And a minimum height of 7 foot, as the Public Service Commission requires. I believe if we went 8, it would need a variance in the county, so 7 foot high.
So regarding the buffer, I guess I'm just thinking about the possibility of people purchasing the land adjacent and wanting to build. Is that just their problem, that there isn't a buffer 10 or 15 years
from now? Up to you all. You can put the requirement on there if you want.
Do we?
Well, the buffer would actually probably be the requirement for any subdivision, really, if the subdivision
yeah.
went in there.
Well, not necessarily if it's a strip line subdivision.
Well, okay.
If it's four
yeah,
lots,
yeah,
five lots.
Okay. Yeah.
Talking about along the road frontage.
Yeah, I just wanted us to get that out on the table and just
oh, sure,
see
yeah.
if
good question.
If,
yeah.
if,
okay.
if, I don't necessarily
no shown on this one. Yeah,
I don't necessarily you know have an opinion, but I just wanted us to contemplate it.
Certainly something good to consider.
Beyond that, I don't have any other questions.
Okay, all right. That's all I see.
I don't have any questions.
Okay.
No questions. Thank you.
Okay. Staff, anything?
Thank you.
Counselor?
Nope, nothing.
All right, sir. You'll take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2347? In favor? Yes, sir. If you're in favor, come on up here. Give us your name. You may have the floor.
Hi, everybody. My name is Colin Ennis. I live at 880 Abbott's Pond Road in Greenwood, and I'm here representing the Ennis family who owns the land that the site is proposed on. Here with my grandmother, my uncle Brian, father and other folks are on the phone, but
This is the one thing that everybody in your family agrees on.
Well, exactly. Exactly. You got it. That I have to speak. No. So this land has been in our family for generations. My great-grandfather, Woodrow Morgan, was a farmer, an entrepreneur, and a community leader. He farmed this land. He owned a tractor service business in Lincoln for many years, and he was the Sussex County Register of Wills in the 50s and 60s. This land was passed to my grandmother, Joyce, and she has set it in the family trust in recent years. For the past 40 years, she's worked to keep this land in our family and use it with the values that our family holds. Joyce's three sons have spent their summers growing up alongside Woodrow on the farm and have embodied his tinkering and growing lessons throughout their life. My father, Randy, owns a technology company in Milford called Response Computer Group. My uncle, Kurt, is a lead programmer there, loves to tinker, and I'm working there now as the leader of operations. My uncle, Brian, has been a mechanic and a team leader at Del Dot and Dart in the city of Dover. And all three have had gardens in their homes where they farm on a small scale, but always big enough to bring their best to show off at family gatherings. The next generation, my generation and this family, are in early stages of their careers, pursuing passions in technology, in horticulture as a landscaper at Baywoods, in mechanical service, education, and medical, other core areas of the Sussex County, all driven with these family values that we all share. This land has been used for farming for generations, as you can see by the crop circles on there currently today. When the opportunity to convert part of this land to solar energy, green energy production arose, we were enticed by the ability to keep this land for farming in some shape or form. And that after the project life cycle was complete, that we would be able to allow this land to be farmed again. The undercover under the solar will not be rocks like it is in some other locations. It's green grass and has to be cut, right? But it means that it could be farmed after the end of the project life cycle. We did due diligence with other firms and understand the success record that Turning Point Energy has had in working with landowners, the community, to make sure that these projects are a success. We believe this will be a great use of the land and perform an important service for the community. The proposed project will generate enough power for roughly 300 homes. And then the newest generation of our family is starting. And my daughters will be going to kindergarten just down the street from here at Morris Elementary, youngest starting in the fall. And I'm looking forward to being able to take the kids past this family farm that we've had for years and show them the blend of technology and farming that our family has had. Thank you.
Anyone else like to speak in favor? All right, is there anyone that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2347?
Can you hear me? My name is Deborah Morgan, and I own the property adjacent to the Ennis property.
Okay.
And much like his family, my husband's family has been in farming for 100 years.
Okay.
So I'm not opposed to clean energy in any respect,
okay. But
this, I think it's inappropriate to take productive agricultural land and turn it into a solar project. It's not a farm, you know, it's a project.
Okay.
And with that being said, if they do this, my husband rented the property from Mrs. Ennis for years, and then when he retired, someone else is tilling it for me now. My husband's not here because he passed away. So I'm opposed to solar panels on agricultural productive agricultural property.
Okay.
And it's going to interfere with my irrigation systems, which were put on there with Joyce's approval. You know, so they'll all have to be adjusted. And Turning Point has promised me they would take care of that. But just generally speaking, it's going to not only affect my irrigation systems, but the farmer that's tilling it now is going to affect his total tillable acres, therefore his income, and therefore my income. So that's my general view on that.
All right.
Okay. And I think there's somebody else here.
We'll ask. Is there anybody else wants to come? Anybody else like to speak in opposition? Okay. No. Okay. All right. Operators, anybody standing by who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to conditional use number 2347?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Again, if there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star.
All right, thank you, operator. Commissioners, any further questions?
No, thank you.
Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the day to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.